Talk 820 time is 7:11. Let's bring him in now. Daryl Jordan Hicks, our exclusive City Hall watcher. Hicks, he's all dressed up and he's got places to go. One of those places, of course, is the classroom at St. Thomas More, home of the Knights, and winners of a $5,000 charitable donation that they get to send anywhere they want.
Good morning. Good morning.
Morning,
actually, okay, just to talk about this, the Youth and Philanthropy program, absolutely excellent program. We're the first high school in Hamilton to do this. Started out of Toronto.
Very quickly, because we got a lot of City Hall stuff, how did they earn the $5,000 at St. Thomas More? How did they win the contest?
A presentation, a PowerPoint presentation, basically selling the charity of their choice.
So they do a presentation on the charity, and the charity they chose was?
The Hamilton Dream Center.
Must have been a good presentation.
Downtown Hamilton.
So now the Dream Center, because of the presentation they did at the high school about what we would do with $5,000, now gets the $5,000. The presentation comes true.
Yes, exactly.
Great. Congratulations.
Exactly. Very good. Very good.
We worked together Tuesday night on the TV, and you were obviously proud, so I thought it was
worth
mentioning.
Yeah.
All right. So what's going on? You were at City Hall last night.
Yes. And obviously the budget was the big news. Deliberations on the budget have come to an end.
You happy as a taxpayer?
I don't think you can ever absolutely be 100%
unless
happy.
It's
with
zero.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, zero would be ideal.
Or even better, the city starts paying our taxes.
Starts paying back, giving us rebate checks back. But I think it's a very, very good budget, very strong budget. It's an average of 1.7 right across the board, every pocket of Hamilton. It's a very strong, good, solid budget going into 2009. A big reason why that they were able to get the increase so low is because of the $16.5 million grant that the province has given us. Now, this is obviously, we've spoken about this at length. It's for the social services that Hamilton has been strapped with for the last several years.
Burdened with, really.
Yes.
Talk 820 time is 7:14. Our exclusive City Hall watcher, Daryl Jordan Hicks, notes on, a movie you star in this coming Sunday on the TN.
Yes.
We'll get to that in just a bit. But you've got some other notes from council last night. It was Ward 4's Sam Marula again, who apparently somebody, was it during the meeting or after the meeting, it was alleged or proven that he had put on his expense account as a Hamilton counselor a trip to Vegas. And what did he say to that?
There was a bit of a debate regarding expenses coming out of everybody's individual office.
Right.
He actually, ironically, Councillor Marula started the debate because he challenged Mayor Eisenberger on his expenses. There was a discrepancy of $19,000 coming out of the mayor's office.
So these are open to everyone to see. Expenses.
Yes.
Discrepancy? Is that fair to say that, or was it proven as a discrepancy?
Well, I believe Sam tried to say it was, because when the mayor was challenged on it, he basically said, I mean, everything is completely done appropriately coming out of my office. I have 7 staff members. Everything is done. I've frozen my salary. He brought up the point that his salary has been frozen before. He was the only member of council to do that. So anyway, to make a long story short, Marula was challenged on this new report, $4,000 expenses on a conference that he attended in Las Vegas.
Which isn't strange for them to go to conferences, right?
No, then they can expense those.
Right.
So what kind of conference?
Well, see, now this is where the discrepancy comes from. It's being reported on the myhamilton.ca website that the conference is an American Planning Association. This is what is being reported on the website.
Right.
When Marula was challenged yesterday, he played it that it was an education conference.
Well, education and everything falls under that umbrella. Maybe he was educating himself on planning.
Possibly.
So this isn't over. We're probably, now that it's out there, going to get some answers from both the
counselors. I would imagine that this is going to be a rather big story.
So what do you think went on?
It's not going to be a big story if it's a valid expense.
Correct.
It will be a follow-up story for sure.
Correct.
Well,
a follow-up story.
It could be a big story. What do you think? Is this a valid trip? Does somebody else have to know that you're going on a trip to Vegas for any sort of conference? Is this?
I think all the trips are very valid. I mean, depending on, you know, what you're going there for, and is it a learning process? Is it brainstorming with you know, the residents from another culture, from another society, from another government? But I mean, in the same breath, you know, if you're going to Las Vegas to blow it out and it's a party weekend,
mm-hmm.
as a taxpayer, I mean, mm-hmm. that I would take great offense to that.
Well, for $4,000, that's an expensive Vegas weekend. You can do that much cheaper.
It includes
on
the flight, but
it's still, that's $4,000 isn't expensive. So, well, I mean, depending how long your conference was and all.
But, you know, I mean, another thing, to really hammer the point, I mean, this is coming from the counselor that is, he's been against going after the Pan Am Games.
Any money spending.
He's
yeah.
been against going after an NHL team, right? I mean, it could, public relations mm-hmm. standpoint, it could play very poorly. For him.
How much you want to bet a dozen? How much you want to bet next time he runs Ward 4 he gets even more votes than he did the last time when there was a scandal surrounding him then?
Right.
Guaranteed.
I mean, that's what seems to be
they love
the,
him in the East End.
Right.
They love Sam in
right.
the East End. He'll get his way out of this one. 1.7%. Lowest tax increase in the history of the Hammer. Yet one counselor voted against it, claiming it should be zero. Who was that counselor? We'll find out next with our exclusive City Hall watcher, Daryl Jordan Hicks, right now, though, on the Jason and Jody Show Thursday Morning Edition, Talk 820 Traffic. Shelley, marriage.